Speaking on this program is Brother Ken Willis.
About the need for rightly dividing the Word of God. But perhaps a question even more basic than that is, can we see the Bible alike? There are many that say that it's just impossible, that we cannot see the Bible alike. The Apostle Paul said in writing to the Corinthians, in 1 Corinthians 1, verse 10, "Now I beseech you, brethren, by the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, that you all speak the same thing, and that there be no divisions among you, but that you be perfectly joined together in the same mind and in the same judgment." Now, how can we be perfectly joined together in the same mind if God made us to see differently, especially to see the Word of God differently? In the very shadow of the cross, Jesus prayed for his disciples. And in that Lord's Prayer, recorded in John 17, we find these words in verse 20 and 21. "I pray that they all may be one, as thou, Father, art in me, and I in thee, that they also may be one in us, that the world may believe that thou hast sent me." Now, how could Christ pray for men to be one, even as he and the Father are one, if it's impossible for men to see the Bible alike? The early Christians clearly demonstrated that men are able to see the Bible alike. The Lord said, "The multitude of them that believed were of one heart and one soul," through Luke in Acts 4, verse 32. Here we have a demonstration of unity. If the Christians of the first century could see alike, of course we can today, for we have the very same gospel. The truth is that if we understand the Bible at all, we understand it alike, for it was written so as to bring unity and peace among men. Certainly, some of us may misunderstand it, but it is these very misunderstandings that lead to religious division. We should never make the Lord responsible for our disunity and blame him for it. We need to accept the blame and acknowledge that we're the ones at fault. One reason for our not seeing the Bible alike is simply plain ignorance. By divine inspiration, Paul said of his brethren in the flesh, Romans 10, verse 3, "For they, being ignorant of God's righteousness, and going about to establish their own righteousness, they have not submitted themselves unto the righteousness of God." It was on the cross that Christ prayed, "Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do." Now, Paul declared that he persecuted Christ, and that he persecuted the church, but he did it through ignorance. And it was while he was acting through ignorance that he was a blasphemer. Paul said that he verily thought that he should do many things contrary to the name of Christ, we find in Acts 26, 9. And he said that it was while he was persecuting Christians through ignorance, that he was living in all good conscience before God, Acts 23, 1. Now, if Paul could oppose the truth because of his ignorance, can this not be true of people today? Has there not been a time in your past experience when you felt sure that you were doing that which was right, or speaking of that which was right, but later learned that you were altogether wrong? Many sincere people have inherited their religious convictions from their parents. They have never investigated the Bible for themselves. We must not take it for granted that our parents knew all the truth. It may be that they lacked some of the opportunities which we have, and we must ever search the Scriptures for our own enlightenment. Or otherwise, we may be guilty of contributing to the religious division just because of our ignorance of what is really the truth. Another reason that people do not see the Bible alike is deception. Deception is one of the causes of our not seeing the Bible alike. Almost every writer of the New Testament sounds some kind of warning against our being deceived. One of our greatest personal dangers is inherent in this gullible element of our nature. Christ admonished us to take heed that no man lead us astray. And Paul said, let no man deceive you with empty words, and let no man beguile you in any wise. 2 Thessalonians 2, verse 3. Now, can we justify our deception by suggesting that God will condemn the one who deceived us if we are deceived, but leave us innocent? Christ said, if the blind lead the blind, they both fall in the ditch. So both the deceiver and the deceived will be charged with guilt. Both will be held responsible. And sadly, both will be lost. Conceit is a third reason why we do not see the Bible alike. Some of us feel that what we ourselves think must necessarily be right, and thus we replace God's wisdom with our own. Remember, Paul says the Jews of his day did not submit themselves to the righteousness of God, but they went about to establish their own righteousness. And the Lord says the Gentiles professed to be wise, but they became fools when they changed the truth of God into a lie, Romans 1, verse 25. For this reason, God gave them up. And friend, sadly, he will do the same with us if we, through our conceit, replace his will with our own will. The church of Christ in Laodicea thought it was rich and in need of nothing. But Christ said in actuality the church was wretched and miserable and poor and blind and naked, Revelation 3, verse 17. Conceit prevented the Laodiceans from seeing themselves as they really were. And the same self-delusion is often an obstacle to our seeing the Bible alike. A fourth thing that causes us to not see the Bible alike is prejudice. Because of the teaching we have received and because of our likes and dislikes, we become prejudiced in favor of one thing and against something else. The Jews in the first century did not see the nature of Christ's kingdom because they wanted an earthly king to lead them. An earthly king who would lead them in war against their enemies, who would overthrow the Roman Empire. God did not intend for Christ to be a material ruler, but a spiritual ruler. And so he was rejected by his brethren in the flesh. We must learn to rid ourselves of prejudice. For prejudice has neither ears nor eyes. We must develop an ardent love for the truth and surrender all for the sake of truth. The Lord says people perish who do not love the truth in 2 Thessalonians 2, verse 10. And Solomon said in Proverbs that we are to buy the truth and sell it not. And the apostle was not suggesting in 2 Thessalonians 2 that some men do not teach the truth, but they do not have a love for the truth. And we're prone to cling to any teaching that justifies what we enjoy or what promises to relieve us from a responsibility that we find burdensome, or from permits a freedom of something that we crave. So prejudice fastens itself to our thinking. It hinders our seeing the Bible alike. Well, there's a fifth thing that hinders us from seeing the Bible alike, and that is many of us follow the traditions of men. And those traditions were added by men and put on a par, on a authority level with that of the Bible. Christ said of the Jewish brethren in Matthew 15, verse 9, in vain they do worship me, teaching for doctrines the commandments of men. The Pharisees one day asked Christ why his disciples did not follow the tradition of the elders. Notice how he replied in Mark 7, verse 5. For laying aside the commandment of God, ye hold the tradition of men, and ye reject the commandment of God that ye may keep your own tradition. Thus you make the word of God of none effect through your own traditions. Now, just as the traditions of men prevented the Jews in the time of Christ from properly understanding the Bible. Likewise, traditions today will prevent our understanding the Word of God. We cannot follow traditions and still see the Bible alike. Traditions replace the Bible, and they hinder the teachings of the Bible. And as long as we allow them to remain as a barrier to our vision, we can never see the Bible alike. Well, a sixth thing, putting convenience before scriptural teaching is a factor in our understanding the Bible differently. We might illustrate this way. In the first century, under the preaching of the inspired apostle, when people were baptized, they were immersed. They were buried with Christ in baptism, Romans 6, 3 and 4, Colossians 2, verse 12. And the scholarship of the world is almost entirely united in acknowledging that baptism was immersion in the first century. But today, about half the people who claim fellowship with Christ practice sprinkling or pouring. Now, why is this? Isn't it because that there are some statements in the Bible which suggest that sprinkling should be preached and practiced? Well, where are the passages? Where are the scriptures that teach sprinkling or pouring? They're not to be found. Then why do some accept sprinkling in place of immersion? They argue that sprinkling is more convenient. Thus, it's all right. Sprinkling has been accepted in place of what the Lord commanded. It's been practiced now for several centuries, and many treasure this substitute above the teaching of Christ. Thus, convenience has set aside the law of God, and convenience has become a stumbling block in the way of our seeing the Bible alive. And then last, another barrier to our understanding the Bible is like is the teaching that sincerity alone makes any religious belief acceptable to God. Many reason that if we are sincere in what we believe, then whatever we do is right in the Lord's sight. But that simply is not true. The Apostle Paul was sincere while he persecuted Christ. He was sincerely wrong. He was following his conscience, Acts 23:1. Now, the man Cornelius was conscientious in his religious devotion to what he thought was his duty. But he had to obey the gospel of Christ to be saved, we learn in Acts 10. The treasurer of Ethiopia was honest in his belief and had been all the way to Jerusalem from Ethiopia to worship. But friends, he was religiously wrong. He had to obey the gospel to be saved, Acts 8. And we may be very sincere, but ignorance, deception, conceit, prejudice, traditions of men, placing convenience above principle, and accepting sincerity alone are blocks that must be removed before we can see the Bible alike. We can understand the Bible alike if we will refrain from elevating human opinion above faith. And when we see the Bible alight, we will see that the Lord has said, go preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. He that believeth not shall be damned. Mark 16:15-16. The Bible still says the same thing. And it will still say the same thing as long as time shall stand. Won't you devote yourself to trying to see the Bible alike and making application of the Word of God to your life?